Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, January the 27th, 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time beginning explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're going to wrap up. We want to continue with part two of what we started yesterday when we were talking about spiritual therapeutics. We want to make sure that everybody understands why this is the only type of system that's going to allow you to transcend your current image. Right now, as we speak, there is an image that you have of yourself that doesn't match with the image that you have of your higher self. So your lower self, your lower mental image concerning yourself is distorted, unrealistic, because it's not based upon, or it is based upon, the environment and the reality that you are currently in. It's not based upon the environment and the reality that you are from. So your higher self is your perfect self. And you fail from that perfection into your current reality. And this current reality now is your new mem. This is your new mental disposition. This is your new frequency, wave of vibration. So now you are on an automatic self-pilot, fear or failure-based mechanism, but we have to get you back on the automatic self-pilot success or faith-based mechanism. But there is a paradigm, there is a neurological network, there is a ruling disposition that allows you to oscillate and vibrate covert or in concealment or below your normal disposition. This vibration allows you to violate the law. So you are breaking universal law. So the paradigm makes you a lawbreaker. As a lawbreaker, there is a certain measure. There is a certain device. There is a certain mechanism, a failure mechanism that keeps you on this failure pattern, this failure track. And as a spiritual therapist, as a someone who wants to help you and to assist you with maintaining your proper self-image, we have to understand that it is based upon the Helios Biblios, or the Sun Book, because this allows us to oscillate and vibrate on that same frequency as the sun. Now, we left off yesterday talking about Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, and we went through and I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified in Matthew chapter 4, 23, that says Yahushua went about throughout all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, we broke that down, and preaching, proclaiming, remember, and published, we broke that down. The gospel, remember, that's glad tidings, that's good news, that's something that makes you feel good, of the kingdom, that's self-mastery. The kingdom means, again, there's a realm, there's a dominion, there's a rulership that you have, and of healing, therapito, where I get the word therapy. And so this, again, comes about from proclaiming and publishing. So if you read what I proclaim and what I publish, it brings about therapito. It brings about this ideal. It brings about this feeling. And it removes all manner of, again, noise or nausea, which gives us the English word sickness, and all manner of dis-ease. Now we're on verse 24. So we're looking at Matthew chapter 4, verse 24. Here in Matthew 4, verse 24, now we're delving into deeper into spiritual therapeutics. So spiritual therapeutics not only does what it says in Matthew 4, 23, but it also does what it says in Matthew 4, 24. So Matthew 4, 24 says, and his fame went throughout all of Syria. So that was a certain fame. Now, that's interesting because when we talk about fame, we're talking about a particular, in the Greek, it's called akoi, or akoe, koi, or akoi. That means there is a certain thing heard. It has to do with instruction. So there was a certain act of hearing, which people heard, there was a certain rumor or a certain report. So this particular rumor, this particular report, this particular thing that was heard. And so people heard something, and what they heard, what was sent out, according to Matthew 4:24, it says it went out throughout all of Syria and throughout, it went out through all of Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people. So because of what they heard, because of this report, they brought certain amount of people, and these people were sick. Sick means a sense of wearing. It means to have a possession of the mind. It means to be agitated in your emotions. So people who have emotional agitation, it's interesting because possession is directly related to emotional agitation. So the more emotionally agitated someone is, the more demon possession that they have, according to the Helios Biblios. But something about proclaiming something and publishing something that makes people less agitated, according to the scriptures that I'm reading from in Matthew chapter 4, verse 24. So the Strong Concordance number 2192 is the Greek word is ichidna, ichidna, spelled E-C-H-I-D-N-A, ichidna. That means these people are drawn to what I proclaim and what I publish. People who have emotional uneasiness. It means, again, people who have been taken hold of. It means to have hold in a sense of wearing. It's like somebody put on a jacket or put on a coat. So people who have put on the coat, people who put on the jacket, people who put on this false or this fear or this failure-based mechanism are drawn to what I proclaim and what I publish. Because these people are the people that has been agitated. It means agitating emotions. It means to hold fast. It means to have or to compromise or to involve. It means to regard or to consider. It means to have possession of. It means external things such as pertaining to property or riches or furniture or utensils. So that means external things agitate. So the definition of sick people is meaning that people who allow external things to agitate them. So if you are a person and external things agitate you, this message of spiritual therapeutics will help you. Because these external things, as I've been saying for 20 years, they take hold of oneself or they find oneself in a particular condition. And because you are in this condition, this external things that usually pertain to property or riches or furniture or utensils or goods or food, external, it agitates you emotionally. So this type of people, now remember Matthew 23, we had a whole list, Matthew 4, 23, there was a whole list of other people. In addition, now this is an additional list of people that spiritual therapeutics can help. So in Matthew 23, we talked about yesterday, and we talked about the people that it says all manner of sickness, and it with all manner of disease that was among the people. Then we go to 24, and it says his fame, what people heard. Just the mere fact that people heard certain things, it draws sick people that were taken with diverse disease. So this means emotionally agitated people. And these emotionally agitated people have diverse, or they were taken by diverse. That means various sorts. So that means an uncertain deviation. So the word, again, it means a lot, or it means manifold. It means a various different sorts. So there's various different sorts of diseases, and that's the word, again, noso, but with the word nausea. So it's the same word that we use, and we talked about yesterday in Matthew 4:23. So 4:24 draws. What I am doing draws people who are agitated emotionally because of the noise that's going on in their head and torments. So it also draws people who are tormented. And that word torment, again, comes from the Greek word basanos, spelled B-A-S-A-N-O-S, quarters number 931. So these people, again, who are tormented, torment means touchstone. Now, I talk a lot about touchstone and touchtone. So the touchtone, that means there is a instrument of torture by which one is forced to divulge the truth. Torment, it means torture. So your emotional agitation and the noise that's in your head is producing the sound of like rubbing metal. And I'm reading straight this out of Strong Concordance number 931. So torment is the result of being emotionally agitated and mentally disturbed. Disturbed meaning nosos, meaning mind chatter, meaning voices, I'm not talking about audible voices. I'm talking about thoughts that come into your head that say, go left, go right, jump high, don't jump. There's all of these thoughts in your head. And these thoughts in your head require you to do certain things. Now, most of these thoughts come in the form. Now, remember, this is how the enemy works. He uses good stuff to get you to do bad things. So he gets you to do a good thing so much, and he gets you to do the good thing. It's the right thing, but it's the wrong time. So you're doing a good thing. You go out and you spend all your money on buying your wife a present or buying your girlfriend or taking her out to lunch or doing this. That's a good thing. But there was a bill due, so it was done at the wrong time. And so now you are agitated. And this agitation emotionally because of what's going on in your brain. You know you got a bill. You know you don't have the money to pay that bill. And so emotionally, there's some thoughts in your head, and then there's some emotional external stimulation in your life that causes you more agitation. So this scripture is breaking down exactly the type of people that I can assist. So people come to me and they are tormented by their thoughts. They are tormented by past decisions. They are tormented because they're in a current position. Right now you're in a decision. You got to make a tough decision. You don't know whether to go left or to go right. You don't know whether to stay on your job or to quit your job. You don't know whether to use this particular, you know, to become a vegan. You don't know whether to, you know, do, you know, some type of a paleo diet. So you don't know exactly what, you don't know what type of water to drink, whether distilled water, lemon water, you know, mineral water. So you got all these decisions, and you're tormented because you're in the valley of decision. And so what this does is this forces you to look into the truth. So this torment puts you in a state, which is a great state for me. I think it's the best state you can be in. Why? You're desperate. So when you add inspiration, and it's my job to give you that hope because there is something that can assist you to get out of your rut. So regardless of what torments you, and notice it is tormenting your touch tone. Now your touch tone, that's the thing that when you touch, it ignites your stone or your tone. Let me say it again. Your touch tone. Everybody got one. That's your payoff. That's your motivated abilities pattern. That's your map. Your motivated abilities pattern. Your map. Your motivated abilities pattern. Your map. Your touch tone. Now your touch tone is every time you touch it, it ignites your tone. It gets you excited. And so this torments that. You're not able to do what's in your heart, so you're angry, and so you're emotionally agitated. And so now that puts you in a particular place where you are the instrument of torture. So you go out and you torture other people, and you yourself, your instruments, your organs are being tortured. That means that you are in a constant acute pain. It is the pain of disease. It is, again, it's called a strong concordance G931. It is those in hell after death. So this mindset is like being in hell. You are emotionally agitated, and you are mentally disturbed because of the no-so or the noise that produces the nausea inside the brain. Now, this is all spiritually speaking. It may actually be naturally speaking as well. But this is what spiritual therapeutic does. It helps people that are sick with diverse disease and torments. And those which were or which are possessed with devils or demons. Let's look it up. Again, those which are possessed. Now, this comes from Strong Concordance number 1139. Strong Concordance number 1139, we talked about it yesterday, is Dihima Atzima. Dihima Atzima. It simply means demon. Now, it means vexed or vexation of spirit. Now, remember, it means to be under the vexation. Now, I'm going to show, I talked about it from the book of Ecclesiastes, that talks about vexed. Now, we talked about that in the scriptures where it says vexation of spirit. And it mentions that in the book of Ecclesiastes at least 7, 8, 9, 10 times. I forgot how many times. But it talks about that vexation of spirit. Vexation of spirit. And Ecclesiastes 1:17 is one of the verses that come to mind. And it says, Ecclesiastes 1:17, Ecclesiastes 1:17, I gave my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is vexation of spirit. So Ecclesiastes 1:17 in the New Living Translation says, so I set out to learn everything from wisdom to madness and to folly. I mean, they set out to learn everything from top to bottom. But I learned firsthand that pursuing all this is like chasing the wind. Now, I talk about vanities of vanities. That's what the scripture talks about. Nothing new under the sun. Now, you can do what I did, and I went through this whole vanity of vanities or vexation of spirit. With an increase of knowledge, again, comes an increase of sorrow. That's what the scripture says. Ecclesiastes 6, verse 6 says, I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. It also says, Ecclesiastes 6, verse 3, talks about that Solomon saw the futility of life under the sun. And what this means, brothers and sisters, is what I've been trying to express, expose, and expand since I started doing these online shows and writing books. Having went through a life nowhere near Solomon's, all obviously, but similar, Solomon was the wealthiest, he had the most women, and he had the most knowledge. Now, I'm not saying that I can match Solomon in those three areas, but I know I've had my fair share of all those three things as well. And after going through all those three things, you know, money, women, knowledge, I've read, I don't know how many freaking books I've written, as you guys know, 50. At the end of the day, just like King Solomon found out, I found out the same thing. Pursuit, this nonstop drive that you have, this leads, my brothers and sisters, to madness. Now, I talked about the 25 scientists that all committed suicide. All 25 of them. That was, man, years ago. You can research it. I think it said something about 25 scientists or something like that. I did the show and I looked it up. They all committed suicide. One, I tell you guys, he put 10 apples. He put poison in one apple. He just mixed all the apples up and he ate one apple a day until he got to the apple that was poison, and then obviously he died. And all of these great scientists, and they all committed suicide, and all of them, the reason that they could commit suicide, because they had a problem they couldn't solve. They were vexed. Now, I don't want to, this show is not about being vexed, it's not about vexation of spirit, but it is about vexation of spirit. Because it is this vexation that leads to most problems in life. Because when we talk about the act of vexing, it is the state of being vexed or agitated. It's agitation. It means the brain, your brain cannot be quiet. It means that you're always irritated. It means that you're always troubled in your head. Vex. Vex means to shake or to toss. Vex means intense. Now, I am probably one of the most intense people that you will ever meet. But my intensity does not cause distress. Now, the word vex in the Hebrew and in the Greek, both of these words, if you look them up in the Hebrew and the Greek, they are both translated as troubled. In the Hebrew, it's tsara, T-S-A-R-A-R. It comes up out of in the Old Testament. The book of Jeremiah and Nehemiah, where we see this word distressed. It means suffering or suffered grievously. See, so when you're vexed, it means that there is something that is a continuing I'm reading exactly from the International Standard Encyclopedia. discomfiture. I've never seen that word before. D-I-S-C-O-M-F-I-T-U-R-E. It means anguish. It means a distress. It means vex from or of adversaries. Meddlesome. So there is some entities, plural, more than one, that are meddlesome, that they are causing you distress. They are creating what it was called embitterment, E-M-B-I-T-T-E-R. This is all, again, the result of what you are feeling, not you personally, but maybe somebody you know, and what they are feeling is agitated. This agitation, my brother, this agitation, my sister, can only be removed with spiritual therapeutics. Because this agitation is the result of being under the power of a demon, diazomai. Now, this is Strong Concordance number 1139, the definition of the Greek word diazomai. That gives us, again, the English word possession or possessed with devils. And so, okay, what I'm doing right now can assist people who are that are possessed with devils. And let's go back to the scriptures in Matthew chapter 4, verse 24. And it can also help besides demon-possessed people who are just simply mean emotionally agitated. So notice demons and emotions always go together. So the more emotional you are, the more demons you got. Now, I'm not saying that. That's just based upon what the scripture says. Sorry about that. Had to get a swig of water. So let's go a little deeper. And those which were lunatics. So not only, and this is getting a little deep. This one right here is above my pay grade. So we're gonna put out the big guns for the rest of Matthew chapter 4, verse 24. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So we've been talking about, you know, people that spiritual therapeutics can help. And now we've got to go a little bit further down the rabbit trail. So now we're on Matthew 4, 24. And we come across something that this scripture, or when I proclaim yourself, domination, dominating of the self, you exercising complete dominion and mastery over yourself, when I proclaim that and I publish that you can do that, and you hear about it and you come and you listen to it, my fame goes out throughout all of Syria, all of the world, and then people who are sick and people who are taken up with divers diseases and people who are tormented and people who are possessed with devils, diazomai, and those who were or those who are lunatics. Now, this one is a little, like I say, deep. So let's go to the original text, and let's get the correct pronunciation of lunatic according to the Greek. This is very important.
Strong's G, 4583, seleniazomai.
Seleniazomai. Seleniazomai. People who have seleniazomai, I can help. Now, how do I know this? Remember, I don't teach theory. I teach theorem. So I personally have two children who have seleniazomai that I've helped. Seleniazomai, it means to be moonstruck or lunatic. It means to be epileptic. It means epilepsy, being supposed to return or to increase with the increase of the frequency of the moon. Now, this is, like I tell you guys before, there is some personal stuff that I'm not at liberty to express at this time, maybe at a later date, where I can get deeper into lunar tick. And the reason why I believe that the Father allowed me to go through these experiences, like every experience, because my greatest gift is my greatest failures. My greatest disappointments are my greatest gifts. So now I don't run from adversity, I run to the adversity. In fact, sometimes I self-manufacture adversity. And I know that I probably shouldn't because of the collateral damage. But because I learned so much in the pit of hell, belly of the whale, in the lion's den, with my back up against the Red Sea, that I'm so accustomed to being in the valley of dead bones, I'm so accustomed of walking through the shadow of death that I don't fear no evil. I am more comfortable in adversity than I am in success. That's why I have to be very careful of artificially creating adversity. Because as everybody who knows me, when things are going great for me, that's when I self-destruct. Because of the dunamis power. See, when you stare the enemy in the face, and I remember watching that movie Riddick, and I thought that was a scene when Riddick was at, they was in that cave, and it was a prison. And they would release these dog-like animals out, and they would the inmates would run, hide, because they would kill them or eat them. And the dog-like thing came to Riddick, and he goes in, and then next thing, the next scene is Riddick is sitting there petting that dog. The dog is his pet. And the dog senses fear in everybody else. And it's the fear that draws the dog to attack. And when he really looked into the dog's eye and the dog looked into Riddick's eye, that dog didn't see no fear. That dog saw basically another dog. And Riddick talks about, and he said at that scene, that it's an animal thing. Now, I didn't ask for this life. This is what I was born into. But something changed on January the 1st of 2009 in my life when I looked the devil in the eye. And I was not afraid of death. From that day to this, death has no hold on me. People think that people, I just say that, or other people can say that. And people just blowing smoke. But when you live your life the way I live my life, you can call my wife right now and ask, and she'll tell you. You can ask any of my children, they'll tell you. Anybody that knows me knows I live my life with reckless abandon. Not irresponsibility, do fear. I don't do fear. Let me say that again. I don't do fear. Not a man on earth that can bluff me into doing something I don't want to do or force me to do something that I don't want to do. Doesn't happen. The reason is because when you assist sick people, when you help people that are tormented, all of this, my brothers and sisters, is very, very, very important that you understand, because this is serious. The people that I help are seriously distressed. There's a lot of people who are playing church. They come, they hang around with me, they crack jokes, and then they slowly drift off because they sense that animal nature, if you want to call it that. I don't bluff very easily, brothers and sisters. I don't know if that's a good thing or that's a bad thing. But all I know is one thing. I know what works and what doesn't work when you're doing something non-traditional. This word, again, selenoadzomai, it means that there is a certain moonstruckness, craziness that some people fall under. And sometimes the moon has an effect on different people. And the word epileptic is simply the word epilepsy or leprosy. So it's almost like a form of leprosy that it talked about in the Old Testament. The leprosy of the old affected the skin. The leprosy of the new affects the brain. And it is my ability to calm. I did that with both of my children. And I understand what's required to assist from a non-medical perspective. Now, there are some things that I do that I'm not at liberty to discuss. But all I'm simply saying is There's a reason. Nothing happens by happen chance. So whatever the worst thing, that's what I said, if you want to know what your purpose, find out what is the thing that you hate the most. I don't know if you ever saw what it feels like. I had my daughter one time, while we was in the middle of a major restaurant while we were eating. She just dropped and hit the floor. Everybody in the whole restaurant freaked out. Jumped and put her on my lap, and I calmed her down. There was panic and search. We called 911. What should we do? What would she do? And I said, you don't do nothing. Please go back to your table and continue your meal. Now, I don't know if everybody can do that. Maybe you're not called to do that. There is a spiritual force, a frequency, a wave, a vibration. Both of my children were given one scripture. When they fall into this issue, they quote the scripture in their head. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. That's what they say internally that gets them through and out of that seize. Because something, the word seize, it means a hostile takeover. By who? I don't know if you're a parent, if you're listening to me. I don't know how much you love your children. I don't know if you've ever seen your child fall down in convulsions and you can't do shizness about it. I don't know if you had that experience or not. I pray to God that you have never had that experience. Because if you ever had that experience, then you know the righteous indignation that takes over your soul at that point. And you know the willingness that you have in your heart to cross land or sea, to face any demon, any devil on any planet for the safety of your children. I don't know if you know what that's like, brother. I don't know if you know what that's like, sister. I pray to God you never have to go through it. But it's just, this is my lot. I ain't running. I'm stepping up to the plate. This is why I do what I do. This is my calling. This is my election. This is why I'm on this planet. I'm here to walk through devils. I don't run from no damn devils. And so I speak to that disposition inside of people. I don't speak to people. I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I wrestle against principalities. I wrestle against rulers and wickedness in high places. This is 24/7, 365. I don't take no day off because the devil don't take no day off. And then after I deal with that, guess what's up next? Still more to come. Look at Matthew 4:24. It says, and those who were lunatics, that means that the moon, the frequency, does something to certain people. It's cyclical. I got it all mapped out. The same way I mapped it out with myself. So I already know what parts of the year. I told you guys. Around my birthday, September, I already know what used to happen. It don't happen like that no more. Now I make my most money. I do my best good in the months that used to be my worst month. Why? Because I don't run from the devil no more. I pimp the game. I make sure that I understand. I figured it out. And now I'm here to help you figure it out. Because it's those who were lunatics and those who had palsy. Now, again, we got to go deeper. This is a bit above my pay grade, but we're going to, guess what? We ain't running from no devils or no demons, brothers and sisters. Let's knock it out.
Host G, 3885. Paralutikas. Paralutikas.
Paralutikas. Paralutikas. That means, brothers and sisters, palsy, sick of palsy. That means paralytic. Instead of epa, it's para. But it's the same thing. It's para-leprosy, like epi-leprosy, but this is paraleptic. That means suffering from nerve damage. It means suffering from the relaxing of the nerves of one side, usually a weak limb. So similar to like a stroke type of a situation, where someone is dissolved, but again, it's more of a mental stroke, so there may not be no physical manifestation. Now, you know that there can be mental epilepsy too, right? One of the things that my daughter has now more so than she had before, because we worked through the grandma seizures, now she has what is a mental storm, paralytic, suffering from the nerves in the brain, freezing the body, meaning that you are disabled or you are rendered weak mentally. Sometimes my daughter can, she'll just be sitting there and she will just freeze for about 5 seconds. And then she come back and she won't know what she's talking about. And then she said, Dad, just have another scary spell. I said, yes, well, you did. My son went through the same thing. Guess what? My son's great. He hadn't had a seizure in about 10 years. It's the same thing, dietary and spiritual therapeutics. And I deal with my son, I deal with my daughter. But today is her birthday. So proud of her. Because we're fighting through this issue together. Using spiritual therapeutics. Again, this is not theory. This is theorem. And then there's more. Now, all of these Greek words that we are discussing, I could go deeper into it. But again, we only have a certain period of time. But I'm going to go a little bit deeper for the people that need it during our one-on-ones and our group session. Because this word, as in the previous word, epileptic, this word, para, has four more underlining Greek words that break this down. Let's go one more there.
3886. Paraluo. Paraluo.
So paraluo, again, that means to loose one side. So it means to dissolve or to weaken or to become feeble on one side. So it means one side. So that means there's one side of the brain that's becoming sick or feeble or taken by the palsy. Have you ever heard of somebody being called feeble-minded? That's an old folks term. My grandmother used to use that word, feeble-minded. I never knew what she meant by that, but I do now. And we can go further down the rabbit trail on this one word, but we got bigger fish to fry, or we got other fish to fry. So let's go back to Matthew 4:24. So after all of this, let's go back again. So the fame goes out. Hey, somebody is publishing, somebody is proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. That means self-control. That means that when somebody seizes me, I don't have control. Somebody else got control. And so I need to get control. That means outside stimulation. Something happens to me and it comes over me and I lose control. I go off, I punch holes in walls, I kick the dog, I want to tear people's limbs apart. Something comes over me. Or I drink alcohol and I blank out. Or something, whatever. Everybody is going through different issues where they don't have control over their mind, their will, their emotions, their imaginations, and their intellect. If you are one of those people that don't have total control, if you don't have total dominion, if you're not the king, if you're not the Lord, if you're not the ruler over your body, over your temple, who is? His name would be Diatzomai. And it's time for you to take your dominion back. And I'm here to help you. Because his fame went out throughout all of Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torment, and those that were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had the poverty, poverty too, and those that have the palsy, and he healed them. He healed them. But how did he heal them? What did he do?
Strong G 2323, Terapuo. Therapuo.
Therapuo, which is the Greek word for therapy. He used therapuo. Now, that word means service, ministry. It means to restore to health. It means to restore to health by proclaiming and publishing. Therapuo is what I am doing right now. Therapuo, my brothers and sisters, can only be administered and done by understanding.
Strong's G 2324. Therapon. Therapon.
Therapon. It means the therapy that has been placed upon. Therapon. Therapon, again, means an intendant. It means a servant of God. It means a servant of God that is discharging the duties committed to him by God. Let me say that again. Father, touch the mouths of your people. Let me let you understand, my brothers and sisters, this is diakonia. Do you think I have a dime worth of power if I wasn't in my position and in my anointing? Let me make sure you understand why what I do works. Why this is not no freaking theory and no pipe dream. I'm not selling no snake oil or no hope. I'm selling freaking results. And these results are guaranteed because God honors his word above his own name. God's word cannot return and put in void. It must accomplish that for which it was sent. And so all I did was I aligned with God. I stopped fighting against the current. I got my butt in my position, and now I'm an attendant. Now I'm a servant. Now I am a joint heir. I am a royal priest. I have total dominion and mastery. And so now I have been given authority to discharge the duties that have been committed unto me. That's what that word therapeutic means. It means someone who has got with the person who gave him a position and put him in a particular place so that way he can have purpose. And this purpose gave him a particular power that was based upon some principles, some processes, and some procedures that developed into a product that he proclaimed and that he published. And that brings about a certain peace. And this peace represents profit. And this profit gives him prosperity. All those peace, brothers and sisters, come from the person of Yahushua and his father, Yahuwah. Unless you are a servant of the Most High, and unless you are in your therapon, that means the therapy that you've been placed upon, you have no power. Your power comes from your position. Your power, my brothers and sisters, comes from your anointing. Your power comes from, just to give an agreement.
Strong's G2330. Theros. Theros.
Theros. Theros means, which means like thermal. Thero, which means heat. Frequency, wave, vibration. You have yours too. It is my job to get you in your position. Because when you get in your position, then guess what? You are given your duties. And then you have the power to discharge your duties. Remember, the word Christ means the messianic duties or the messianic office or the messianic position that furnishes the one in that office or with that position with the power to discharge the duties of that office or that position. Nothing happens, brother. Nothing happens, sister, until you get in your office, until you get in your position. But right now, you are, again, sick. You are mentally disturbed. You are vexed because you're not in your position. All my problems left and went away when I got in my position. And now I'm just experiencing the results of making bad choices and bad decisions whenever I deviate from my purpose. As long as I live my life on purpose instead of on time, I'm great. But every once in a while, I deviate from the automatic pilot control or my automatic success mechanism, which is my diakonia. Anytime I step outside of my diakonia, which is didactic teaching, and I see something else and say, hey, you know what? I'd be good at didactic painting. And they know I want to be a painter. So I go out and I buy me some paintbrushes and I do all of this stuff. Guess what happened? I crash and burn because God has not called me. I have no power to deal with devils and demons when I'm painting. My power comes from my position. As long as I stay in position, I have power. I can administer and I can help people with therapeutic care. But the moment I step outside of my anointing, I lose my spiritual force, my frequency, my wave, my vibration, my connection. I have an unlimited source of information. I can talk all day, 24/7, 365, as long as I'm talking about spiritual therapeutics. The moment I start talking about something else, I don't have no more power. I'm just talking out the side of my neck. I'm just the average Joe. The devil shows up, I ain't got no power. And the devil shows up as what? It ain't no devil, it's a person. But that person is empowered. Because remember, diatomai means under the power. Let me go back and let's close with this. Because, man, brothers and sisters, if you don't wrap your brain around this, there are forces in this world. Now, I wrote a book and I did a series called The God of Forces many years ago. I took that book down because there was too much stuff in there. Certain things people can't know or shouldn't know. Not now. It's not time yet. And maybe the time is back around where it's time to bring that book back out. The God of Forces. Now, this is inside of the Helios Biblios. These forces are not, these elements are not elements. I was watching this thing on Sci-Fi Channel called The Magicians. Everything that's in there, it is crazy. Everything is on TV now, in cartoons. Have you watched The Witch Hunter? Everything I talk about is in the movie, Witch Hunter. Have you watched the movie The Magicians? Have you watched Games of Thrones? It's all in all of this stuff. I mean, HBO channel. Have you watched Billions? The way the dude, Axel, I think. I don't even think it's on anymore. Billions. If you haven't watched that series, Billions, this dude is in it, and it shows how billionaires think. Anything he does and did on that show, I did, and I've done, except for murder, at least to my knowledge. I shot at the dude. I don't think I hit him. Now, make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, diatomai. See, right now, the devil is counting on you to discount what I'm saying, and right now, what you're saying to yourself is, it's not that bad. You're saying to yourself right now, it's not that serious. You're saying to yourself that he's not talking to me. Because I used to say the same thing. See, the Queen of Heaven is the God of Forces. Now, you may or you may not understand what that means. This is mentioned and spoken of and explained in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verses 38 and 39. It says, in his estate shall he honor the God of Forces and a God whom his fathers knew not. Shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. So, this God of Forces that is worshipped, gold and silver and precious stones, it is the worship of the God of Forces, my brothers. It is the worship of the God of Forces, my sisters, that this system, this Saturnalia system is, that it talks about in the book of Revelations. Well, Satan will give this king his power, and it will enable him to acquire all men to worship him, great and small. Because he has this force. So when something comes over you, when your emotions get out of whack, when you become a epileptic or a lunar or palsy, when you do those things that I do and that we all do, remember the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 38, it tells you where you get this power from. So the more you become emotionally unstable, the more you allow or the more you experience or the more you go through these, you know, diverse diseases, these torments, this possession of devils, diatomai, lunatic, the palsy, the more you experience what it talks about in Matthew 4:23, this sickness, these diseases among the people, all of this is done by power and by this force. And this force, again, comes from a particular disposition. And the disposition is?
Strong's G, 1139. Diamond needs am I. Diamond needs am I.
Diamond needs am I is the Greek name for this voice, for this vexation, for this oppression, for this depression, for this recession, for this possession. There is a power that does not come from above. This power is earthly, sensual, and daizomai. Brothers and sisters, you can oscillate in that power, or you can oscillate in Yahushua's power. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. I help people come out from underneath the influence of the power of Yahzomai, or however you say it, and operate under the power of the Ruach and the Pneuma, the Chi and the Prana, a.k.a. the Set Apart One. My brothers and my sisters, please join me by emailing me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com if you haven't already, and let me know that you need to be a part of or you want to be a part of what we're doing in 2017. It is my prayer, my brothers and sisters, that I see you at the top. My brothers, my sisters, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. May God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, is that a part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. Yeah. Rated R.